Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning again.
And the first little segment flew because we're just having such a wonderful time, honestly, with Barbara Feldman, who is a certified senior move manager and the founder of A New Start New York. And what we're talking about is really just common sense, but there is an attachment for whatever reason, and we're not knocking the attachment. And I think Barbara's trying to help us figure out, you know, a serious attachment. We're not telling you to get rid of it, but sometimes it's just there. And that makes no sense when somebody else could actually benefit from what you could wind up tripping over someday.
Yeah.
You have a repurpose, which we talked about earlier. You just touched upon it when David said something. Go into repurpose for me.
Well, we have so many things in our house. And just like David was saying before, he has all these wonderful dishes. First of all, I encourage you to use those wonderful dishes if you can at all possibly. A lot of people don't use china anymore because it doesn't go in a dishwasher.
Right.
Or silver because you have to polish it. And
right
then we have all of these beautiful things, or linens. We have all these beautiful things and we don't want to use them because we to care for them. So I'm sure there's things in your house right now that could be repurposed and can go to people. Like if you're not going to use them and there isn't anyone in your family that you could give them to, or neighbors or friends, you could repurpose them to people that need them. So I have a list of ideas for you. And like, for instance, how many people still have their wedding dresses or cocktail dresses or dressy dresses that they're never going to wear?
Right.
They're in their closet. So I encourage you to take a picture if there's anybody in your family that might be able to use it that you could give it to. But some people take it and they take a piece of the fabric from it, they make a pillow, take a picture of it. But there is a website called donatemydress.org. And you can donate your wedding dress, and you can, you know, you could donate your cocktail dresses. You could donate all of those things that you, in your life, you're right, not going to put on again.
And that's very nice, because sometimes you read about that with the proms.
Yeah.
And you have these young girls.
Yeah.
You know, lousy prom dresses can be $300-$500. And you have, for just middle America, that's a lot of money. It's ridiculous. And if you have a dress that's a fancy dress, you're never going to wear it. I suppose a place like this, the girl could rent it maybe for $50 or whatever they do,
mm-hmm,
and look pretty and feel like a princess at the prom,
mm-hmm,
without saying home, saying, I can't go because I'm going to be embarrassed.
Right, and you've done a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a tuxedo I haven't worn in, I can't remember how many years.
And it's still good.
Purpose.
It's still,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure.
Somebody,
it's fine.
Somebody else could use it.
Well, that's the thing, to find that. How do you find someone who can use what you have? That can be very difficult.
Well, that's why I'm giving, like, the wedding dress. Another thing we mentioned was china. People have so much china and nobody uses it. I encourage you to use your best stuff.
Of course, yeah.
But many people don't. So there's a website called replacements.com. And
yes,
they take one piece of china or four pieces of china, and they will take them from you, and then they repurpose them, they'll sell them.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always eBay. You can always put,
right,
things
do it yourself,
on eBay.
You know.
You can, yeah, always do things. But I'm just trying to give you another big thing is books. Books. People have so many books.
Oh, yes.
And like we were talking about just before the end, that books, if you go to dispose of them and you try to put them outside for the garbage man to pick up, you have to take the books out of their bindings so that it's just paper to
recycle it.
And that's a lot of work. There are some libraries that still, some schools, some charities, there is an organization, booksforafrica.org, that will take as well. But you have to ship them to them, and they also ask for a donation to ship it to Africa.
Okay.
But
okay,
at least it's a way of repurposing it for people that, yeah, could use it.
I'm just looking at that. Yeah.
Sports equipment, cell phones. How many of us have old cell phones that we don't know what to do with? There's a cellphonesforsoldiers.com. so that it can go to soldiers and their families so that they can keep in touch. Sports equipment. This is a very good website, freecycle.com.
Just, you know what? I'm going to interrupt you for one second.
Sure.
I can give out your phone number.
Yeah, please. But
the thing is, you know, Barbara's going through a lot of these things, and I'm even, you're listening, and some people are in their car or whatever. The important thing to remember is you can give Barbara a call.
Yeah.
And her number is 917-656-6685. That's 917-656-6685, or, of course, call 311.
Right.
Because, you know, you're giving the Africa.org and the replacement.com. I'm it's in front of me and I forgot it already.
Right.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website, www.anewstartnewyork.com, and it's spelled ANUSTARTNY.com. Also, my office number, if you can't get me on my cell, is 516-625-9459, and I'm based in Manhasset.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because all this stuff, this really is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it makes a person feel good. So when you're repurposing, if it hasn't repurposed into a useful use for you or a friend,
right,
to help a girl with a dress, to help somebody in Africa with a book,
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. We have hundreds of books, and there's people that probably never touched a book.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Or all the animal shelters, mm-hmm, they love when you bring old linens and towels and table. They use those for the incoming animals.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many old towels do you have that you just throw away?
Right.
Or
that's the thing I was talking about before. I imagine for many people, the idea they're going to, my good linens are going to give for dogs to be one, but they can't do it. It's an emotional, intellectual problem, and that's what they have to overcome. You have to succumb, hit him up alongside the head and say, you're not using it, nobody wants it.
Right, I agree with you there.
Well, you know, many people, there's different ways of doing it. Like, you could put it, if you haven't used it, you put it in a box and you look at it and say, 2 months later, if I haven't used it, then it needs to go.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you go through clothing, and as you wear it, you turn the hanger around. So you wear it, you put it back up, you turn the hanger around, meaning I've worn it. And then I guarantee we really use 20% of what we have.
I agree.
Yes,
and when I downsize people and I tell them this, they say, oh, wow, if you think about it, you really live right now in your bedroom, in your kitchen, and either a living room, den, or office.
That's it.
You're really living
in
three rooms, and the rest of it is all extra. So if you look at all that extra stuff, it's taking up space, and you have to clean it and take care of it.
I think
you've already downsized.
In our closet, I think I must have 30 towels.
Yeah.
Without
exaction.
30
towels.
I only use, I use one kind, which is more like the big sheet thing.
Right.
And I have three of them, all white.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my wife, throw them away? No. I mean, now I'm not knocking my wife by no means. But it's like, I haven't, and the two rows are in front, and there's two rows behind. I don't know what's behind there. I know there's towels behind there, but you can't get behind them because there's a row in the front.
Right.
And the same with sheets. I don't know how many sets of sheets that, we don't even have some of the beds anymore.
I was going to say that.
The double beds are gone.
Do you still have the beds of the sheets?
No, and we have double beds, and we have one twin left because that's up in the attic. And it's, you don't even need sheets. Nobody's been on that bed now in how many years. That's beside, we don't need the bed. No, everything you're saying is so true. But from the point you could help somebody else with it. That's the issue. And we have given away stuff in our community that no different organizations that take it. So we have, they'll call and they'll usually come to the house and take everything. It's like,
yeah,
it's up in the attic. I'm not getting up there. You want it? Go upstairs, take it down.
Big Brothers and Big Sisters is very good about coming
in.
And
mm-hmm.
Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You just have to get on there. They're very busy. So you got to, you have to call them and give a time. You can't, like, say, can you please come tomorrow? They're very busy.
You have to
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm making an appointment.
Yeah.
Date and time.
Mm-hmm.
But, just touch on the iPods, which is the very last one.
Oh, my God. This is such a, so if you're not aware of this, they've done incredible, they've made incredible breakthroughs with dementia and music. And there's musicandmemory.org collects iPods for people, and then they put their music on the iPod. They put it on their head, and people with dementia have all of a sudden become compliant. They respond. Mm-hmm. They sing. It's a wonderful thing. And it's www.musicandmemory.org, and you can donate your iPods. It's a wonderful organization.
I think if anybody, you know, we're out of time, babe. This has been tremendous. But what you have to take away from the show today is you're doing a benefit to yourself by decluttering, but according to Barbara Ann Repurposing, you're doing a kindness to somebody else. The kindness first to yourself. But somebody with your iPod, or somebody with the china, or somebody with the wedding dress, you've actually improved the life of somebody.
Yeah. Yes. And we all have to improve the world.
Yeah, while improving your own. So it's almost selfishly helping somebody else.
Yep.
Barbara, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It went so quick, but it's a great segment.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.